Okay. I know what you're doing.
Really?
Yes. You're using chocolates as positive reinforcement for what you consider correct behavior.
Very good. Chocolate?
No, Sheldon, you can't train my girlfriend like a lab rat.
Actually, it turns out I can.
Well, you shouldn't.
There's just no pleasing you, is there, Leonard? You weren't happy with my previous approach to dealing with her, so I decided to employ operant conditioning techniques, building on the works of Thorndike and B.F. Skinner. Yet by this time next week, I believe I can have her jumping out of a pool, balancing a beach ball on her nose.
No, this has to stop now.
I'm not suggesting we really make her jump out of a pool. I thought the bazinga was implied. I'm just tweaking her personality. You're sanding off the rough edges, if you will.
No, you're not sanding Penny.
Are you saying that I am forbidden from applying a harmless, scientifically valid protocol that will make our lives better?
Yes, you're forbidden.
Bad, Leonard.
You know, goth stuff, goth magazines, goth music, goth food.
What's goth food?
Blackened salmon?
No, I meant, what do you do for jobs?
We're scientists. So yeah, you know, the dark sciences.
What are the dark sciences?
Well, I am an astrophysicist, and a lot of that takes place at night. When there are vampires and miscellaneous undead out and about.
Hey, hey.
That sounds really cool.
Does it? Well, okay, if you like space stuff, I design components for the International Space Station, which is in space, where, as I'm sure you know, no one can hear you scream.
So what do you gals do?
I work at the Gap.
Really? How about that? I've been to the Gap.
I've been there as well. I like your t-shirts with a little pocket.
I work there too. Not that anyone cares. You know, this place is boring.
Yeah. Why don't we go somewhere else and have some fun?
Okay, sure.
We have fun. We are fun people.
Dark and fun.
Come on. I know a place you'll really dig.
Did you bring the black condoms?
In my fanny pack.
Let's go.
Are you happy now? Not particularly.
Oh my gosh, she did it!
What could she possibly be talking about for so long?
Obviously, waitressing at the Cheesecake Factory is a complex socioeconomic activity that requires a great deal of analysis and planning. Bazinga. You know, using positive reinforcement techniques, I could train that behavior out of her in a week.
No.
If you let me use negative reinforcement, I can get it done before we go to bed.
You're not squirting her in the face with water.
No, of course not. We're talking very mild electric shocks. No tissue damage whatsoever.
Forget it!
Oh, come on! You can't tell me that you're not intrigued about the possibility of building a better girlfriend.
No, I'm not! Penny's qualities, both good and bad, are what make her who she is.
You mean like that high-pitched, irritating laugh?
Yes.
You wouldn't prefer a throaty chuckle?
You're not changing how Penny laughs.
No, that would be incongruous. Now, I was going to lower the whole voice to a more pleasing register.
Sorry, guys. That girl is freaky!
You come again?
Freaky.
Freaky?
Yeah, freaky.
How
have a chocolate.
Thank you.
Are you seriously going to deface your body just on the possibility you could have cheap sex with a strange girl you met in a bar?
Yeah.
What is your mother going to say?
She's not gonna see it. She takes my temperature orally now.
What are you gonna get, Howard?
Well, I can't really decide between a screaming devil, this mean little skull, or Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog?
You know.
Hi-ho, I'm on Howard's butt.
Get the mean little skull, and I'll see if I can make him smile.
Yeah, I'd like the mean little skull, please.
What are you gonna get, Raj?
With my luck, hepatitis.
Okay, here we go. That's just rubbing alcohol.
I know, but it was cold.
I'm putting on the stencil.
What comes after the stencil?
This.
Okay, that's it. No needle, no pain, no tattoo.
What's the big deal? You've done this before.
No, I haven't. Look. I'm sorry. I'm a fraud. He's a fraud.
We're both frauds.
Yeah, I think I covered that.
But I was summing up.
We're not goth. We're just guys. Very, very smart guys.
So you were totally scamming us?
Yes. And I wouldn't blame you if you walked out of here and never wanted to see us again. Unless, of course, our bold honesty has suddenly made us attractive.
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving, too. Not that anyone cares.
When we tell the story, let's end it differently.
What are you thinking? Maybe a big musical number?
Well, I'm going to make some warm milk and then turn in. I trust if you two are planning on engaging in amorous activities, you'll keep the decibel level to a minimum.
Of course.
Thank you.
You're so good.
Unbelievable.
I was just thinking we should probably turn into...
Well, you know, my new bed got delivered. If you come over and put it together, you can stay at my place.
Really? That's a lot of work, and it's kind of late.
Yeah, but if we stay there, we won't have to be quiet.
Let's go.
Interesting. Sex works even better than chocolate to modify behavior. I wonder if anyone else has stumbled onto that.
Okay, wait, how about this? We say there were four goth girls. The two girls in the club had two friends.
I like it, I like it. Did they smell good despite their goth-like nature?
What's that got to do with the story?
Engaging my olfactory sense helps make it real for me.
Fine, they smelled good.
Oh, they did, like jasmine and honeysuckle.
Whatever.
And then they held hands and did a sexy demonic hokey-pokey for us.
No, look, let me just say my story all the way through, and then you can say yours, and then we'll pick.
I'm sorry, go on.
We got tattoos, and then the four girls took us to their place.
But we don't have tattoos. What if someone asks to see our tattoos?
We say they're in a very intimate area.
Oh, we are bad boys, aren't we?
Right. So we go back to their place, and then the six of us end up in a hot tub.
But we just got tattoos. Wouldn't we be concerned about bacterial infection?
True. Okay, forget the hot tub. The point is, we each had a menage with sexy goth girls.
Wow. What a great night.
Yeah. Hey, want to try a country bar tomorrow night?
Yeah, maybe we'll get lucky with some sexy cowgirls.
Could happen.
I wonder how they smell.
episode of CSI Miami is next on CBS.
更多免费英语学习资源，请访问优学英语网。优学英语网，优秀的英语学习网站。免费咨询 QQ 973-11955。